Questions are still being asked about the U.S. Special Forces raid that failed to rescue American hostage Luke Summers, who died in Yemen on Saturday. We want to spend a few minutes now with someone who went through a similar experience in that country, but survived. German diplomat Jürgen Krobog was traveling with his family in Yemen in 2005 when they were kidnapped by members of a local tribe. The kidnappers wanted members of their tribe, who were being held on criminal charges, to be released from a Yemeni prison. After a few days, the government met their demands and the Krobogs were released. Joining us now from Berlin is Jürgen Krobog, former German ambassador to the United States, also former state secretary of the German Foreign Office, now chairman of the Foxhall Group, which is a business consulting firm. He's with us from Berlin. And Ambassador, I want to hear about your story first. Tell us what happened back in 2005. Why were you kidnapped with your family?
You see, this was a kidnapping which sometimes I'm hesitant to talk about because it was a very traditional kidnapping in Yemen. In Yemen, there was a tradition if people wanted to put pressure on the government for doing infrastructure businesses or some to build bridges or streets or release people, they kidnapped people and put pressure on the government and until they gave in. Their people had been jailed and were facing a trial, perhaps even with a death penalty. They wanted them to be released. And we came through at this very moment. We were kidnapped, stayed a couple of days until the government gave in and everything was actually finished. That means it was nothing which happened before that and later related to Al-Qaeda and terrorists and so on. They would be very lucky to be a victim of the right kidnapping.
That it wasn't an Al-Qaeda group kidnapping you. This was
just tribesmen. No, that was not an Al-Qaeda. No.
Did your kidnappers know that you were a German diplomat?
No, but they found out immediately. They don't have electricity in the valley where the borders, but they have internet. And they Googled us and found out that I had been the state secretary in German foreign ministry and that I was responsible for the release of 37 kidnapped people, kidnapped in Algeria and Mali. And I worked for 6 months, more or less, day and night, to get them released. I got all out of them. And this, indeed, was Al-Qaeda-related. But that happened in the year 2003, and they found out that I was a responsible negotiator on the European side, and they were very happy to get me. They thought, you got our people free now, or these people free now. We want you to get our people out of jail.
And was a ransom paid in the case that you helped negotiate?
I will never confirm that. And you can always ask questions as a journalist, but you never get an answer because that initiates another round of kidnappings. You have to be very careful. No, but at least we never fulfilled demands to give weapons to these people, to recognize them as a group and so on. And we were very careful, but I can't go further now.
Well, do you think that the policy of the United States is correct then, that they do not negotiate for the release of hostages and do not pay ransom?
In principle, it's correct. But you understand also, if you meet the people or month and month, the people who are the families, the friends who are very much concerned about the destiny of their friends, their family members and so on, there's enormous pressure on the government to do something about it. Let me put it this way. You can never negotiate on political issues. I mean, to withdraw troops from a part of the world and so on, because that can't be fulfilled. About money, there's always a mixture between terrorism and just criminal gangs. And money plays a role. We know that. And we know that other countries have also paid ransom. And even the Americans, I believe, have also given in here and there by releasing people, for example, under their control. I mean, there's also always a kind of give of take, but in principle, should be very strict. No negotiations, no ransom at all.
Well, what do you make of what happened just the other day in Yemen with the failed rescue attempt of Luke Summers and the death of him and also a South African hostage?
It's a terrible tragedy. And I cannot blame the government to do everything to get these people out because I know the deadline. There was a risk that these people would have been killed anyway. And the government saw a chance to get them out. They did everything, but these things can always become a failure. But the government has responsibility to weigh the bad luck they might have against the luck they can get people out. They have enormous responsibility. It's very, very hard to criticize.
Well, it does appear that we are seeing more of these kidnappings with the Islamic State or ISIS, more hostage taking and often now executions. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that they have resorted to this kind of thing?
Because these people are, they are extremist, fundamentalist. They don't care about human beings. They want to fulfill their aims, their targets to build a caliphate. And the problem for tourists these days is they travel into a quite peaceful area, Philippines, for example, or other countries where tourists are welcome. And then they're just picked by a gang of criminals and then sold to this ISIS people or others and used as a target or as an instrument for getting the demands fulfilled, which never happens, but they are normally then killed.
Well, is there anything that governments can do to protect them, or are we just going to have to live with this now as a reality?
Government can only warn people not to go to places which are dangerous. And if people get into the hands of kidnappers, government has to do everything for its own citizens to get the release as much as possible. But it is very, very difficult. But this conflict, even with ISIS, can't be settled by military means. We have also to reorganize the whole area. We have to go to at least we have to build more bridges to the Arab world. We have to develop the societies, try to provide jobs and smooth down all the tension in these societies. But that's a very long-term aim, and for the time being, I mean, I hesitate to talk about that at all, but we are facing more and more criminal hostage takings, and we are losing many more people in the future. And anybody who is traveling can only be warned, be careful, follow the instructions of your government, of your State Department, German Foreign Office. Don't go to places which are dangerous, and be even careful in secure places, because you can always be kidnapped and then sold to kidnappers which have a criminal or political background.
Jürgen Krobog is the former German ambassador to the United States, former state secretary of the German Foreign Office. He is now chairman of the Foxhall Group. And as we said, he and his family were kidnapped in Yemen in 2005 and released just a few days later. Ambassador Krobog, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome.